Hi everyone, Samein here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations, so I decided to discuss a video I put a link to in the description called Low Birth Rates Could Doom Retirement by one of my longtime sponsors, Chris Whalen. I'm just doing it as a thank you, and he says that today those over the age of 60 in the United States make up only 23% of the population, but in another 30 years they'll make up 29.5% of that population, almost 1 in 3. The population will continue to grow overall, but the tax base per old person will go down, and Social Security and Medicaid are already technically bankrupt. The fertility rate is now 1.78 and falling, and that's assuming that the tax base will remain. But men that aren't getting married aren't working as hard, killing themselves at jobs for their families, and paying government taxes as much. He says they can't increase taxes on younger people, but taxes will have to go up. This, of course, destroys the idea that immigration will continue in America. If young people from outside are just working to pay for food, shelter, and taxes to keep the old people in depends, then odds are they won't come to a place like America or Canada. There was a Russian living in Vancouver talking about this issue 6 months ago, and he was struggling to make ends meet as a software engineer. This situation isn't going to look pretty, but for many, Chris mentions that the only solution is going to be medical tourism in South America or maybe even Eastern Europe. As a guy going his own way, going into his 60s, 70s, and 80s in 2050, you're going to have to plan now for what comes next. Remember, there's already a shortage of specialist doctors in the West. Nursing homes are closing in some cases, and assisted living will cost you $8,000 to $10,000 a month right now. Even if you're doing okay financially, that might deplete all your assets in only 5 to 10 years. I'd suggest guys start doing preventative medicine right now, which means get the three most important things under control. Those being diet, exercise, and stress. Lose weight and cut out the sugars and cornstarch. Exercise by at least walking half an hour to an hour each day. I do those things, but stress is also extremely important. Living a low-stress lifestyle versus a high-stress one is the difference between dying in your 60s of heart disease versus living into your mid-80s with no issues. Stress also elevates cortisol and blood sugar levels. I guess that if I want to have a decent retirement, I'm going to have to lower my stress to keep health issues at bay. I think it's every man for themselves at this point, and even Chris says that. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to single men are walking away from the marriage and government tax plantation and are going to crash the retirement of millions of women clown world show. I think the most important thing to keep in mind is that all the predictions Chris is making is with the assumption that no more things can go wrong or that no new unexpected things happen. He's wondering how technology will impact the medical establishment. It looks pretty bleak. At least in Japan, the medical system is working on new technology to automate some of the process. There have been innovations like AI doctors that are actually 1% or 2% more accurate in diagnosing problems, since the last time I checked, based on the symptoms that you give it. But do you really think that doctors are going to sit by and be replaced by technology without fighting back? It's the same as the women out there that are going to fight back against AI girlfriends and lover bots. The doctors will demand they get money for treating patients. Insanely high amounts of money regardless of how much of a shortage there is. Countries like Canada and the NIH in England will probably allow AI to save money and cut down on wait times. So the doctors where there's socialized medicine will be replaced first. Chris and his co-hosts on the podcast also talk about the difference between men and women having children. Chris says the guys he talks to that are 50, for them it's different because they have nieces and nephews. But for women, it's different if they don't have their own children. He thinks it's kind of important to tell younger people that having a family is significant, because who's going to look after you when you get older? Forget about being a lonely woman with your box wine and kitty litter box. Who's going to be there for you? For most men, a woman is a liability in old age. But for old women, a man is an asset. But what happens when the men are all single and alone in their old age? That's when the senior single senoritas are screwed. They will run to Big Daddy government, but it'll be broke. And the only one they can talk to is their pet AI that keeps upping their dose of antidepressants. Women were liberated by the pill, abortions, and their own careers, as well as the social safety schemes out there. Once the social safety net starts to unravel, they'll start to seek out men again. But why would any old man want an old woman? Unless perhaps she's a suicide pill, so to speak, to stress him out to death. Clearly, as a species, we screwed the pooch when it comes to making life way too easy, being single and allowing us to escape codependency with other human beings. Add the internet into the mix and suddenly we can live our own lives in our own realities without seeing another living soul. I'm not a senior, but I've experienced the long wait lines in Canada for medicine, and those are the services that women and the elderly rely on the most. Going from doctor's office to doctor's office, it's almost 95% old people and women. The only guys I see in places like that are still young are actually having some serious issues. Chris talking about seniors making up 30% of the population in 2050 got me thinking. They don't spend as much into the economy because they are on a fixed income, and their spending years are long behind them, unless it's healthcare, which will be prohibitively expensive. You could see the West rapidly depopulate as white Western geezers head to third world countries to pay for medical care, sell their homes, and move abroad. That'll put pressure on Western economies as they take their capital with them and economic activity. What's left of it? GDP in certain countries may shrink because of that, and then immigrants won't want to go there, and there goes the plan many Western countries have to replace their populations with foreigners. Not to mention other countries aren't going to be able to send as much surplus population, because they won't have it. The group that's going to be the best in this declining birth rate world are going to be the men, because we won't have to deal with the stress of a wife and kids. We won't have to pay tons of money to the government, it'll get wasted on services and the social safety nets, and we'll be able to save more and invest our money. Regardless of what the critics say, I still believe that Bitcoin is best for a deflationary world, because it's deflationary by its very nature. Sure, it's hovering around 20,000 in this bear market right now, but remember that 3 or 4 years ago it was only a third to a quarter of that value. What other investments could you actually say that for? In a world with deflating populations, economies, and expectations into old age, we need something that gains value in time relative to fiat currency. Because you know the governments are most likely going to print money to base the currency so they can continue to give women goodies. When that doesn't work, then there will be women out there that will enter into political office and start doing that instead. They'll start printing, and that'll mean yet another reason for men not to work and save their money. If a gynocentric government could just print and steal your time, i.e. the money in your pocket, then you simply won't work to fill your pockets, or you'll work and spend the money immediately on necessities. If you do choose to save, it'll be something like Bitcoin, which you know they can't deface. Sure, it's volatile, but that's because they don't want you to own it, so keeping it going up and down means it's not a reliable store of value in the short run, but it's a very good one in the long run. And usually the only people that can afford to invest their money in the long run and not even touch it during emergencies are the wealthy. Chris Whalen also thinks we're going to see a rise in homeless women as there's no one to take care of them into their old age. I think so too. I just recently heard of how desperate one woman in Chicago was. She was 6 or 7 months pregnant and tried robbing some guys in a car. And they ended her and left her laying in the street and then put some money on her. I guess she got what she wanted. It was probably just a pile of ones though. The news outlets were saying the perpetrator took two souls. Whatever happened to the case where women paint "not yet human" on their pregnant bellies? It's a baby when it's in a womb when it's convenient for it to be so, and it's not a baby when it's also convenient. Just to recap, there's going to be a 58% increase per capita of old people in America over the next 27 years. Nursing homes are closing. The governments must increase income taxes by 12% for workers and employers, which also have to match that total. If they do that, then more young people won't be able to buy homes and start families. The under 60 demographic will not be able to sustain the wrinklies. In a way, I'm glad I got my kidney stone surgery a few years back, as well as had my pilonidal cyst removed. Those are two hereditary conditions I got from my father. The quality of the nursing services I received usually varied by the background of the nurse. I'll leave it at that and let you guys figure out what I mean by that. Times are going to get tough if you're a geezer. I think to be on the safe side when it comes to assisted living and being able to afford it into your old age, you're going to need at least $1 to $2 million in today's money. And that'll have to be spitting out 6 to 7% a year and hope that inflation doesn't mean that the cost of care doesn't double in 5 to 10 years. Once they put you in there. Boomer parents always used to freak out about the schools that their kids were going to. In the future, they'll be freaking out about what retirement home they're going to instead. Your status will depend on where you fill your depends. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that the nurse at the nursing home will smash you over the head with your cane if you don't do what she says. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the elderly women that'll try and rob you so they can buy some cheese whiz in another 27 years away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.